This week on Table Talk with BBYO Insider, we'll be taking a look back at 2022 with our CEO, Matt Grossman.
Shalom, and welcome to Table Talk with BBYO Insider. I'm Madison Landau from the Greater Jersey Hudson River Region Central Council, and I'm here today with some super amazing Olives and BBGs from around the world.
I am Eleanor Spoken from BBYO South Africa in the Zaha BBYO.
I'm Noah Golden from the Greater Jersey Hudson River Region Northern Council.
And I'm Ben Geller from Hudson Valley Region, and we're so stoked to be here today.
Today, we'll be discussing BBYO's past year. While there are thousands of people who bring BBYO to life, one is truly an expert when it comes to making sure this movement continues to succeed.
Today, we are here with BBYO's Chief Executive Officer, Matt Grossman.
Hi, Matt. Thanks so much for joining us today. We are beyond excited to be hosting you at our table.
Thanks, Madison. I'm excited to be here. It's great to see you guys. I'm in California right now, so it's 9 a.m. in the morning, and I'm just happy to start my day with you guys.
Super cool. So let's hear what it's like as a day in the life of the CEO of BBYO.
On a Sunday in California or the usual?
Like a regular day during the week.
Regular day? All right, I figured as much. Well, first of all, I realize this is one of the initial Table Talk podcasts, and I just want you to know how pleased I am that you guys took to this format to help connect BBYO audiences around the world. I think it's a great format, and it's an honor for me to be a part of one of your early episodes. So again, thank you so much for inviting me. Look, a day in the life of any leader is sort of about setting priorities and figuring out how you bring out the best in people as you move them to those priorities. And a lot of what I do is connect with people in different ways over the course of the day, understanding what they're working on, determining how that ties into greater visions and goals for the organization, and just try to keep moving things along.
That seems like a lot of hard work. Can you explain to us what the hardest part about being BBYO CEO is?
I think the hardest part about being BBYO CEO is that I see a lot from 30,000 feet, which is a great perspective to see how things tie together, but I don't always get to see things down on earth and at the chapter level and at the regional level. So I really don't always get the perspective I would like, or as much perspective as I would like, on how to move the organization forward based on what's really going on in your lives. And frankly, that's why I like doing things like this. I was in San Francisco the other day meeting with some of my professional colleagues in that community, some teens in that community. And one of the best things I can do is just listen and try to understand more. And the more opportunity I have for that, and unfortunately, it's not ever enough. But the more I have an opportunity, I think the better leader I can be.
That was really powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that. What is one thing BBYO has done this year that you are so excited to see the impact of? I know there's a lot of initiatives going on, but like, what's one thing that you're passionate to see?
Look, what I'm passionate to see is strong chapters around the world. I think at the end of the day, the rest of BBYO, whether it be international conventions, summer experiences, all of that, it only works if there's a strong grassroots of young people who care, who are invested in their chapters all over the globe. And after going through over a year of that being sort of compromised due to the pandemic, every day that we bring that back is a great day and gets us closer to being the organization, the movement that we can ultimately be.
Now that you mentioned like COVID and RC, International Convention was in Baltimore and it was the first RC back since the pandemic. What was it like being then getting to experience the beauty of RC again?
I really appreciate your asking that question. I can like literally almost get emotional thinking about it because it was that moment to me was where things, the pandemic shifted to being something that was holding us back to something that would propel us forward. It was that moment of seeing people back together in big numbers, in a big space, doing loud and wonderful things. I had missed that energy. I hadn't felt that energy. There were times I wondered if it would ever come back. And to see the power of our movement in full force in one place at one moment, so gloriously represented by all of you, that was a big deal. I think the other thing that made that so incredible was, we went first. We were the first big conference in the Jewish community. We were one of the first big conferences in the U.S. To come back. And I think where I give my colleagues just an unbelievable amount of credit is that we had to make the decision to come back when Omicron was at its worst, right? Like the whole thing was a gamble because you can't just, you can't just do overnight. We had to know 3-4 months in advance whether we were going to make it happen. And it was a leap of faith. It took a ton of trust, took a ton of hard work. We were trying to do, 8 months of work in 4 months. And more than anything, I was just so proud of my professional colleagues for rising to the occasion, to partnering up with all the team leaders around the world and making it just an unforgettable moment.
That's so cool. speaking of team leaders around the world, you got the chance to visit many of us at summer programs. Can you tell us a little about your experiences there?
Yeah. Look, summer programs, like for you guys, it's where I get my energy for the year. It is where I get that opportunity to listen, to learn, to just sit and have meals with our team leaders and sit through programs with our team leaders. And I think that's some of the most important work that I do, even though my colleagues are usually working a lot harder than I am. The opportunity for me to just sit, listen, and learn is so important to what the rest of the year looks like for me. So I love being together this summer, especially after having the summer of not being able to be together. It was pretty spectacular.
I know for me, it was really great meeting you at ILTC in Kalah this summer.
Oh, thanks. That's so nice.
And I think part of that, like, as you said, you get to speak with so many team leaders, which is probably really inspiring. So what is the most inspiring moment of 2022 for you?
I think you guys hit on it earlier, which was bringing IC back to life. That was a big deal. And that was sort of the jolt of life we all needed at that moment in time to propel us out of the pandemic. So that was something I'll never forget for as long as I live. And I think if you ask me 10, 15, 20 years from now, what was the moment, one of the moments that you're most proud of, I think it would be that one, but I'm not going to sell anything short. We've got many more years of great moments to come. But that was a big deal.
I love how you said many more years to come. And based off that comment, what are some upcoming projects that you are excited to bring to life? Anything like really interesting that we should know about?
I think the real interesting stuff actually comes from you guys. Usually that's like bottoms up, right? That's what's going on in your chapters, in your regions. And that's sort of the rest of us listening and learning from you to see what can be replicated in other places, what can make the movement grow. Next on my radar screen is our professional staff conference, which is in a few weeks down in Florida. And I just love getting the team together. Obviously the professionals in your area and others like Andrea who are a part of the team. But, it's just a great group of people who care about each other, who care about the mission of the organization. And we have a lot of fun together. So that's next on my agenda. And I'm really looking forward to it. And then we roll into IC and then summer prep. The other thing, by the way, I'll just add one more thing that should not be overlooked because it's getting closer and closer. But as you guys may know, BBYO is going to be celebrating its 100th anniversary, its centennial anniversary on May 3rd, 2024. And getting that planned out and creating something worthy of BBYO's long history is an exciting thing that I'm working on as well.
So you just mentioned like working on BBYO's history and everything. So right now, where do you hope BBYO is 5 years from now?
You know, I get asked that question a lot, and my stock answer is it's wherever you guys want to take us, right? It's this is a team led organization. You guys are going to ultimately chart that course. I can tell you a few things I'm focused on. I think obviously we are a global organization and strengthening chapters across the globe so that we have some very strong chapters. We have some chapters that fell off a little bit during the pandemic and that are starting to come back. But I think elevating all chapters around the globe so that they're strong and contributing to the movement and doing all the wonderful things in their communities that ACA, BBG, and BBYO chapters do is a big priority over the next 5 years. And as I said before, if there are strong chapters, the rest of BBYO flourishes.
But earlier you discussed like the challenge of staying connected to international communities and like the fact that there's so many, it's really hard to keep in touch with every single one at the same moment. But on that, if you reflect back on like BBYO as a whole or any other, like any events you've planned or even on RC, what are other challenges you faced during it?
I was born and raised on the East Coast of the United States. I have a very particular perspective that my own culture and my own world that I've created around me. And I've had to learn a lot about different places, different cultures, different ideas, different ways of growing up. And, you know, one of the challenges for me is just seeing a broader perspective of what humanity looks like. And I think we all have to ask that question when we become a global organization, if we're going to really understand the soul of what we're about, of what our differences are, the core of what our differences are, and bring those together into something we can call a siblinghood. So I think that is a big challenge. You know, the other challenge is there's a lot going on in the world, which distracts us from the joys of the world, like BBYO, whether it be the pressures of school for our siblings in Europe, it could be a war. You know, there's all sorts of things that, you know, we've seen democracy and the practice of democracy disrupted in the United States over the past several years. There's all these things going on. And sort of the challenge in my mind is always to find goodness in that. And that's, I think, BBYO's place for young people. It's that place of goodness. It's that place of learning, that place of community, of togetherness, of leadership, where we can see what's going on in the world and together figure out how to make it better.
I love what you're saying with that. And I think specifically like what you're saying about growing up in the East Coast, Noah, Ben, and I for sure can relate to that since we're from New Jersey and New York. I wanted to share with you one of my favorite memories from this year. And I think we all do. I loved every second of ILTC in Kalawah this summer. I truly not only grew as a leader, but I met so many phenomenal people and like got to really just go like grow into myself.
Amazing. What was some of your, what's a specific highlight? If you were to like point your finger on one moment at Kalawah or ILTC that inspired you, what would that be?
I really enjoyed learning from Courtney Fields, NTO's regional director. She was really inspiring.
Nice. I'll make sure she knows that.
For me, I'd probably say international convention. The first day there, I just remember meeting friends the past IC on the BBYO Omegle and talking to them for a year and then being able to meet them in person that were from all over the country, all over the world, even was such an amazing experience. And they're still such good friends to this day.
Yeah, that's incredible. I loved the concept of people who had grown these strong friendships digitally, all of a sudden being connected in person. It's such a just a powerful notion.
Yeah, like talking to these people for a year and then you meet them in person, it's like nothing's changed and the bond just grows stronger.
Amazing. Amazing. That's so Jewish and it's so BBYO. Noah, how about you?
Definitely. My favorite moment this past year was probably Havdalah at IC, just because like in the chaos that IC usually is and like with the amount we have going on, like it was just the perfect time to decompress and like just like really engross yourself in the moment and like being with new friends, old friends, like even meeting new people at Havdalah, like just such a powerful moment that I am looking forward to also being at this year.
Yeah, there's nothing like Havdalah with 3,000 people. No, I mean, there's really like it's incredible. It's an incredible moment. Ella, were you at IC as well this past year?
So actually, next year is my first IC. I'm quite new to BBYO, but my favorite memory was probably IC launch night to see like all the countries on one Zoom and everyone getting so hyped for this Jewish event. It really made me excited and I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
That's amazing. What brought you into BBYO?
I was introduced at my school, but I think the fact that you get to meet so many amazing international people, learn about leadership, it just really drew me in. This past year has really been truly incredible. Is there anything else that you want to leave the teens of our amazing movement with?
I think what I'd leave you with is an incredible sense of gratitude. You guys could have given up on BBYO in the past couple of years when we were sort of kept apart from each other, and time again, you wouldn't let that be the case. You guys brought BBYO On Demand to life. You guys created thousands of different experiences through that channel to connect. You're now doing this podcast as an effort to connect even more. But it is never, it's just wonderful to know that there are so many young people out there who care enough to give so much time and energy and so much of who they are to building this movement. And that's the message I would like to leave all the teens out there, just an incredible sense of gratitude for all that you do and how much you give of yourselves.
That sounds amazing. And I'm so excited to see what BBYO looks like come 2023. Thank you so much, Matt, for hanging out with us today.
My pleasure. I can't wait to hear this and to reconnect with you guys in February.
And with that, please be sure to subscribe so you can be the first to know when a new episode goes live.
So we'll see you next time on Table Talk with BBYO Insider.
Bye, everyone.